Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. And that's today. We're celebrating this on our show. That's just about all we're talking about, in different ways with different people. Rich Galen is the guest of the half hour today, this half hour, and but as he has been now for golly, coming up on how long now? A dozen years or more?
150 years.
150 years. It only seems like that, Rich. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Please check out his website and subscribe to his twice weekly cyber column. Rich, thanks again for being here. Couple of things I want to squeeze into this segment. In terms of the candidates, we had the debate last night. Who do you think won and who lost?
I thought Rubio is the smoothest. I wrote that he's either the smoothest or the best rehearsed or both, but he's very good at that.
Yep.
In that format. The second one, not far behind him, is Carly Fiorina.
She's great again last night.
Very good at that in that form.
I like what you said. You pointed out something that people would resonate with people. She stays on message.
Yeah, she gets on. Yeah, that's right. She stays on message. She doesn't allow herself to veer away. I thought the loser, frankly, was Trump. I don't know. We'll see over the next week or so. But this business of him now being in second place.
He seems to mellow a little bit now lately, hasn't he?
And he tried to be snarky, and he got booed.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I think he may realize that the run may be over. But
if
I thought.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So that's really kind of the two edges that I thought. Bush, I thought he did well, but he needed to do better because everybody else did well. I mean,
isn't he kind of like Christie? His time has come and gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Christie, Bush, and Perry.
Yeah.
The time is come and gone, and Huckabee.
Huckabee as well, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a Republican, from a practical electoral standpoint, just literally counting electoral votes and talent, isn't a Kasich Rubio ticket the best one for the Republicans?
I would say so, yes. I think that's right. There's no guarantee that you're going to win either one of those.
Cruz would be a good VP for the Republicans, I think, but we don't need him to bring Texas.
Yeah, you're going to win Texas anyway. But I think the three people you've just mentioned, I was in a discussion with a national reporter the other day, and I said those three, and he said, "Why do you put Kasich in there?" I said, "Well, he's got congressional experience. He's a governor. He's been successful in both." But I said, most importantly, he knows how this process works. Mm-hmm. He knows what it's like to take a punch on the big stage.
Yep.
He knows how to deliver his message, and I think if he can get some traction, he can.
He needs to hire you.
Everybody else.
He needs to hire you to teach him not to scowl, though.
No.
And you're a really good scowler, by the way, Rich. But you need to teach him how to not scowl.
That's right. It'd be a little kinder and gentler.
Look, I want somebody with some zeal and some fight in them. I want somebody who's a little ticked off about what's going on. But he needs to figure out a way to say it so that people doesn't think he's going to say, all right, who do I throw the first punch at?
Right, exactly.
So go ahead.
As I wrote in the column this morning, I mean, tactically they recognized that he was going to be on the end of the stage, and you can disappear in a hurry.
Yeah.
At the end of the stage.
But he did have one moment which I've gotten myself into those things too before, where I take myself down a rabbit hole and I say, oh my God, everybody's watching me and I'm thinking, how do I get out of this? Right? He had one of those moments, didn't he?
He did when it came to bailing out banks.
Yeah.
He got himself wrapped around
he was thinking he had no way out. He was mind melding Cruz to interrupt him as hard as he could, wasn't he? Please, somebody interrupt me, take it away. Hey Rich, I got a last thought on the veterans.
Going back to last night, I was surprised that the only person that even mentioned a veteran was Bush.
Yeah.
He brought the wife of a deceased.
I thought that was an interesting way to end his thing, though.
Yeah,
but Rich, I want to last 45 seconds. I want to say one more time, and I want to know what you think. we've got to abolish the VA hospitals. They're a national shame. They have been for generations. We've got to get the VAs, our veterans, into the mainstream on medical care. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. We have private companies that know how to operate hospitals.
It's a national. It's our national. Every American should be ashamed of that, shouldn't they?
That's right. These especially young people
yeah.
and older people that have
it
no
makes
other
me,
choice.
It makes me angry when I see what these people are. And the unions won't let them reform it.
Well, it's a difficult situation. The best thing to do is to give
just
it back.
Abolish it.
Turn it over.
Set fire to it. Start over.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich,
yeah.
thanks for being here. Good job.
Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah. Rich Gaynor, ladies and gentlemen, as I've said many times before, a great American. And we're proud of knowing. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. I'll be back one more hour after this. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.